Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Claimed by Tracy Wolfe, a Harlequin Desire novel performed by Lucy Malone. Chapter 1. Isabella Moreno froze in the middle of her lecture, in the middle of a sentence, really. As the door in the back of her classroom opened and the president of the GEM Institute of America walked in. But it wasn't the presence of Harlan Peters that threw her off her game. She was a damn good professor and she knew it. A visit from her boss was no big deal. No, it was the tall, dark, and silent man standing next to him that struck fear into her heart, even as he sent shivers up and down her spine. Don't forget gorgeous, she thought as she forced herself to continue her discussion of the cutting and polishing of off-shape sapphires. Her graduate students had begun turning to look at what had distracted her, and it was only a matter of seconds before she would lose the attention of every female in the vicinity. Already, there were twitters and giggles coming from various corners of the realm, and they didn't even know who the mystery man was yet. Not that she did either. Not really. Oh, she recognized him. It was hard to be in the gem industry for any length of time and not be able to identify Mark Durand, CEO of the second largest diamond exporter and jeweler in the country. His too long black hair, bright blue eyes, and fallen angel face were hard to miss, and even harder to ignore. But the look on that face, the glittering contempt in those distinctive eyes, and the derisive twist of those full lips.